welcome to the Wednesday, June 19th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a podcast that is dedicated to prayer, devotion, scripture reading, and Bible study, and anything else I want to talk about. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. There's a lot of great listening over there. Over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a biblical worldview. My brothers and sisters in Christ over there doing some wonderful work for the kingdom. I would encourage you to go on over there. I will guarantee you, you're going to find something over there you want to listen to. And there's a really good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. And I say that from experience. Also, I want to continue to remind you about our conference coming up August 8th through the 10th here at Vail Valley Baptist Church in Vail, Arizona. You can find our website at vvb.church. The flyer is right there on the homepage. Click on it. It'll take you to the registration page. It's Christian Responsibility in an Unchristian World. You do not want to miss it. You can't afford to miss it. And for $45, believe me, you will not find this level of speakers and this many speakers talking about these kind of topics for that price anywhere. So again, you cannot afford to miss this. Please, please come. You would be an answer to prayer. We want you to be there. Again, August 8th through the 10th, Vail Valley Baptist Church here in Vail, Arizona. Again, the website is vvb.church. The flyer is right there on the homepage. You can click on it. It'll take you to where you can register. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Like I said, we're going to be continuing on this month and just doing our Bible reading. And that in and of itself is important. The whole plan is when we hit July, getting back into working through Bible study, we'll be working through 1st through 3rd John. So we'll be working through John's epistles. And then we'll just see where we go from there. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll jump into Matthew. I got enough commentaries about Matthew. Maybe we'll do that. Or maybe we'll jump into Romans. I have Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones commentaries on Romans, and I've not cracked them yet, and I want to. But I just haven't had the time, and maybe we'll do that. We'll just have to see how that goes. But let's go ahead and open up this morning with the fourth day morning prayer called True Christianity. Let's pray. Lord of heaven, thy goodness is inexpressible and inconceivable. In the works of creation, thou art almighty. In the dispensations of providence, all wise. In the gospel of grace, all love. And in thy Son, thou hast provided for our deliverance from the effects of sin, the justification of our persons, the sanctification of our natures, the perseverance of our souls in the path of life. Though exposed to the terrors of thy law, we have a refuge from the storm. Though compelled to cry unclean, we have a fountain for sin. Though creature cells of emptiness, we have a fullness accessible to all and incapable of reduction. Grant us always to know that to walk with Jesus makes other interests a shadow and a dream. Keep us from intermittent attention to eternal things. Save us from the delusion of those who fail to go far in religion, who are concerned but not converted, who have another heart but not a new one, who have light, zeal, confidence but not Christ. Let us judge our Christianity, not only by our dependence upon Jesus, but by our love to him, our conformity to him, our knowledge of him. Give us a religion that is both real and progressive, that holds on its way and grows stronger, that lives and works in the Spirit, that profits by every correction and is injured by no carnal indulgence. Amen. Now, all right, on our devotion for this morning from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, the text is from Acts 2, verse 4. Hang on a minute, need a little sip of water. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Rich were the blessings of this day, if all of us were filled with the Holy Ghost. The consequences of this sacred filling of the soul, it would be impossible to overestimate. Life, comfort, light, purity, power, peace, and many other precious blessings are inseparable from the Spirit's benign presence. As sacred oil, he anoints the head of the believer, sets him apart to the priesthood of saints, and gives him grace to execute his office aright. As the only truly purifying water, he cleanses us from the power of sin and sanctifies us unto holiness, working in us to will and to do of the Lord's good pleasure. As the light he manifested to us at first our lost estate, and now he reveals the Lord Jesus to us and in us, and guides us in the way of righteousness. Enlightened by his pure celestial ray, we are no more darkness but light in the Lord. As fire he both purges us from dross and sets our consecrated nature on a blaze. He is the sacrificial flame by which we are enabled to offer our whole souls as a living sacrifice unto God. As heavenly dew, he removes our barrenness and fertilizes our lives. Oh, that he would drop from above upon us at this early hour. Such morning dew would be a sweet commencement for the day. As the dove with wings of peaceful love, he broods over his church and over the souls of believers, and as a comforter he dispels the cares and doubts which mar the peace of his beloved. He descends upon the chosen as upon the Lord in Jordan, and bears witness to their sonship by working in them a filial spirit by which they cry, Abba, Father. As the wind, he brings the breath of life to men. Blowing where he listeth, he performs the quickening operations by which the spiritual creation is animated and sustained. Would to God that we might feel his presence this day and every day. All right. And our reading for today is going to be Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, but Song of Songs, verses chapters 4, 5, and 6. And then I believe it's 2 Thessalonians 1. So Song of Songs, chapter 4. Behold, you are beautiful, my darling. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are like doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats that have leapt down from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of newly shorn ewes, which have come up from their washing, all of which bear twins, and not one among them has lost her young. Your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely. Your temples are like a slice of a pomegranate behind your veil. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with rows of stones, on which are hung 1,000 shields. All the small shields of the mighty men, your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, which feed among the lilies until the day breathes and the shadows flee. I will go my way to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are altogether beautiful, my darling, and there is no blemish in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. May you come with me from Lebanon, journey down from the top of Amana, from the top of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the mountains of leopards. You have made my heart beat faster, my sister, my bride. You have made my heart beat faster with a single glance of your eyes. With a single strand of your necklace, how beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine and the fragrance of your oils, than all kinds of spices. Your lips, my bride, drip honey from the comb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. A garden locked is my sister, my bride. A rock garden locked, a spring sealed up. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates, with choice fruits, henna with nard plants, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all the trees of frankincense, myrrh, and aloes, along with all the finest spices. You are a garden spring, a well of fresh water, and streams flowing from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come wind of the south. Make my garden breathe out fragrance. Let its spices flow forth. May my beloved come into his garden and eat its choice fruits. Song of Songs 5. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have picked my myrrh along with my balsam. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, friends, drink and imbibe deeply, O lovers. I was asleep, but my heart was awake. A voice, my beloved, was knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is full of dew, my locks with the damp of the night. I have taken off my long-sleeved garment. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I dirty them again? My beloved sent forth his hand through the opening, and my feelings moaned for him. I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and passed by. My soul went out to him as he spoke. I searched for him, but I did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me. The watchmen who go about in the city found me. They struck me and wounded me. The guardsmen of the walls took away my shawl from me. I call you to solemnly swear, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, what will you tell him? Tell him that I am sick with love. What is your beloved that he is more than any other beloved, O most beautiful among women? What is your beloved that he is more than any other beloved, that thus you call us to solemnly swear? My beloved is dazzling and ruddy, lifted up as a banner among 10,000. His head is like gold, fine gold. His locks are like clusters of dates, and black as a raven. His eyes are like doves, beside streams of water, washed in milk and sitting in their setting. His cheeks are like a bed of spices, towers of sweet-scented herbs. His lips are lilies, dripping with liquid myrrh. His hands are rods of gold set with beryl. His abdomen is a plate of ivory inlaid with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble set on bases of fine gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as the cedars. His mouth is full of sweetness, and he is wholly desirable. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Excuse me. Song of Songs 6. Where has your beloved gone, O most beautiful among women? Where has your beloved turned, that we may seek him with you? My beloved has gone down to his garden, to the bed of spices, to shepherd his flock in the gardens and gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine, he who shepherds his flock among the lilies. You are as beautiful as Tirzah, my darling, as lovely as Jerusalem, as majestic as an army with banners. Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overwhelmed me. Your hair is like a flock of goats that have leapt down from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of ewes which have come up from their washing, all of which bear twins, and not one among them has lost her young. Your temples are like a slice of a pomegranate behind your veil. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and maidens without number. She is the only one, my dove, my perfect one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the pure one of her who bore her. The daughters saw her and called her blessed. The queens and the concubines also, and they praised her, saying, Who is this that looks down like the dawn, as beautiful as the full moon, as pure as the sun, as majestic as any army with banners? I went down to the garden of nut trees, to see the blossoms of the valley, to see whether the vine had flourished, or the pomegranates had bloomed. I did not know it, but my soul set me among the chariots of my noble people. Come back, O Shulamite. Come back, that we may behold you. Why should you behold the Shulamite as at the dance of the two companies? All right, 2 Thessalonians 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is only fitting, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of each one of you all toward one another increases all the more, so that we ourselves boast about you among the churches of God for your perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure. This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering, since it is right for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give rest to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, executing vengeance on those who do not know God, and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day and to be marveled at among all who have believed, for our witness to you was believed. To this end also we pray for you always, that our God will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill all your good pleasure for goodness and the work of faith with power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, well, that is our reading for the day. A very, very short one today, but again, I continue to pray that our time together and the reading of the scripture helps us to stay saturated as we need to be. Again, you know, a Christian responsibility in an unchristian world, we've got to be saturated in the scripture. We've got to know our scripture. Okay, so we don't need to just be reading it, but you need to be meditating on it. You need to be studying on it. You need to be doing reading on your own. So please, please, I beg you to be doing that. All right, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. And I hope to see you tomorrow morning. We're going to close out with the fourth day evening prayer. It's called God All Sufficient. Let's pray. King of glory, divine majesty, every perfection adorns thy nature and sustains thy throne. The heavens and earth are thine, the world is thine in its fullness. Thy power created the universe from nothing. Thy wisdom has managed all its multiple concerns, presiding over nations, families, individuals. Thy goodness is boundless. All creatures wait on thee, are supplied by thee, are satisfied in thee. How precious are the thoughts of thy mercy and grace. How excellent thy loving kindness that draws men to thee. Teach us to place our happiness in thee, the blessed God. never seeking life among the dead things of earth, or asking for that which satisfies the deluded. But may we prize the light of thy smile, implore the joy of thy salvation, find our heaven in thee. Thou hast attended to our happiness more than we can do. Though we are fallen creatures, thou hast not neglected us. In love and pity, thou hast provided us a Savior. Apply his redemption to our hearts by justifying our persons and sanctifying our natures. We confess our transgressions. Have mercy on us. We are weary. Give us rest. Ignorant, make us wise unto salvation. Helpless, let thy strength be made perfect in our weakness. Poor and needy, bless us with Christ's unsearchable riches. Perplexed and tempted, let us travel on, unchecked, undismayed, knowing that thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Blessed be thy name. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.